on FM Talk.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Howdy. This is kind of a howdy town, so that's the first thing I thought of to say is howdy. This is John Potter, and welcome to our very special live broadcast from the middle of Fernley. Our and their 4th of July celebration of 250 years of liberty in the USA. Folks, let's hear for 250 years of the USA! I know it's a sold-out audience here. I'm sorry. But
standing room only.
That's right. They're all standing. Nobody brought enough chairs. We're next to the Family Dollar, my favorite store of all time. We're right on Main Street. You can hear the traffic going by. So we are broadcasting here until noon because this is a lot of people. I was reading Reddit, Reno Rabbit, Reddit this morning, and they said, where do I go for 4th of July? And I was so happy to see everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people were saying Fernley. Now, Reno Reddit people, they probably never heard of Fernley, but we do, don't we? And it has a reputation of having one of the biggest firework displays in the entire state. The city itself was founded 25 years ago this year. So it's a double celebration for 250 years of the USA Liberty and 25 years of Fernley. So anyway, we're in front of the fire station on Main Street. The Big R is around here, the La Fiesta's around here, and I invite you good folks to come on down, swing on by the fire station, say hi, enjoy a beautiful, that's that's what the copywriter wrote. Beautiful pancake breakfast. You won't be bored. They have an extremely long list of fun events. It is really an all-day party. A parade, of course. A wonderful flag raising ceremony. We have a car show. Live music tonight. Vendors and booths of all sorts. Very delish food. And also the course, signed up to win and compete in the horseshoe tournament. We also have kids diving for dollars today. Later, it's the Fernley 4th of July fireworks show, which, again, is one of the biggest in the state. They're not kidding. And you can dance the night away with the Whitewater Band playing till midnight. And come by and say hi to us. We got a crew of four here. Greg Neft is doing the live local news. See a professional at work. Don't feed him, though. Okay, so the live local news with Greg here at our table is coming up in about 20 minutes. We have a lot of guests here to talk up Fernley. People who have lived here a very long time. Is that, how you do, my friend? Your name's Michael, right?
Robert.
I would make the worst salesman in the world.
Where did you get Michael?
He looks like a Michael.
He does, actually. No,
come on. Do you get? Is that the first time somebody said Michael to you?
Yeah, that's the first time. But
okay, all right.
My mom calls me Ronnie because that was her brother's name. So,
how long have you lived in Fernley, Mike? I'm sorry, Robert.
Well, I've been the I published the Fernley Reporter, and I've been doing that since 2016.
I tried to read that. I have to subscribe, don't I?
It helps.
Well, there's no way around it. I tried.
Well, there's you get. I think it's one free article a day if you.
I used it up. Okay, so you wrote, I think it was you, but I looked at the index, and one of the articles was called Why I Love Fernley. Did you write that?
No, that was, I think that was one of the, a new resident here, and she sent that to me, and she wanted to explain why she moved here and how it all came about.
Well, I didn't get to read it, so what did she say? What did she love about Fernley? And maybe you could add in some of the things, Robert, that you love about Fernley.
Well, in her letter, she actually was from Montana and was looking to move closer to some relatives that live around here. And she was driving down the freeway and saw a sign for Starbucks and decided to get to stop and get some coffee in town. And she pulled off the freeway. She saw Walmart. She saw Steve's Ice Cream and some of the other things that were here. And so instead of getting back on the freeway, she drove down Main Street through town, and she just fell in love with the city. And so a little while later, when she had a chance to look for a place to move, get closer to her family that was in California, and she ended up putting herself on farmersonly.com, a profile trying, you know. And so the person she met actually was from Fernley. She was already looking for an opportunity to move here, and then she met this gentleman, and now they're married, and so that's their story.
FarmersOnly.com. That's a hotbed of Farmers Only people, huh? Okay, so you mentioned Steve's. I got to say, that is famous for hundreds of miles around here. People love Steve's Ice Cream. I think we had it in Genoa. Somebody is selling it there. All over Reno. It's famous.
Yeah, and Steve is a great guy, too. You know, he's a native New Yorker, and he's got that accent and everything. But, no, his ice cream is... Well, he was on Yelp last year, like, for one of the top 100 in the nation and the best in Nevada. And I think everybody at Fernley agrees with that rating.
All right, so what's going on in Fernley? What's new? What's the hot story?
Well, news-wise, city just reorganized. So instead of having a city manager, they're going to have two director of operations and a director of facilities. And so they're going to split that job into two, and they haven't announced what happens in a city like Reno or Las Vegas or whatever. But a lot of stuff that happens, it actually kind of hits more home, even though it's something that might not actually be covered in a big city. You know, a lot of things like this parade, look how many, we're not even full yet. This is going to be, both sides of this street are going to be from all the way to light up here down to the roundabout, packed with people on both sides. I mean, that's almost half this city comes out to watch this parade.
I love it, man. It's Mayberry, a big Mayberry, okay? And bigger, getting bigger. How do you control the growth here? Because that's the word to come to Fernley. Why not? You're right by 80. How convenient is that? And no crowding, no long lines, no traffic jams. How do you control the growth? Well, that's an answer nobody has come up with, have they?
Yeah, well, that's an answer that the people that are on the city council and the mayor or whoever wins the elections this year is going to have to answer, because they're projecting with the industrial park out here that Mark Ford's developing at Victory Logistics District, they're projecting to double the population of the city in about 10 years, and it already doubled in the past 10 years. So, you know, it's growing fast now, and it's going to grow even more fast. Yeah. And so... The people that are in office now and the people that get elected are going to have to make some hard decisions about what they want.
I'm sorry to bring it up. This is a party. We're supposed to do some party talk here. It's 4th of July. What are you looking forward to the most in Fernley on this day?
Well,
besides the greased pig contest.
Well, the greased pig, we rebranded that this year as Guns and Hoses because it's the fire department against the sheriff's office. And in the past, we just called that the Battle of the Bands, but I thought the Battle of the Badges, but I thought the firemen don't wear badges, but they carry hoses. So we call that Guns and Hoses.
That's brilliant.
And then, so we have the parade here that'll go until about noon. It starts at 10 o'clock. And then the out-of-town park festivities start at 1 o'clock. We have a flag-raising ceremony and sing the national anthem at about 1 o'clock. And then there's kids' games. There's a strongman competition that'll be going on around.
Oh, I'll enter that.
Yeah, that'll be 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Then there's just all sorts of kids' games. There's water slides, bounce houses and stuff for the kids out there.
And not also, just for kids, is it?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Don't be discriminatory here.
Yeah, well, hey, you, I'm a kid. You're a kid. We can go jump up in there. But
he's giving me weird looks, folks. What? Who came up with the name Out of Town Park? Was it they just couldn't? Nobody took the time to think up a real name. It's kind of cool. I mean, it's probably the only out of town park in the country.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because the other park in town is called the Inn Park.
Or the Inn Town Park.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where those names generated, you know, a long time before I was here, yeah. I'm sure. But I've been around here since the early 90s, and they were already named that then. And now there's other parks are named for the neighborhoods they're in and stuff. But those are the two main parks. Interestingly enough, that the history of Fernley, they're celebrating this year the 25th. The 25th year of incorporation, but it's been a place here since 1904.
Well, that's the thing. You know, a lot of newcomers, they think, oh, it's 25 years old, this town, and they envision nothing being here before that. There were things here for how long before that?
Yeah, since 1904, when it's part of the part of the Newlands Project, that they built Derby Dam, and it was a ranching and farming community, agriculture, and then but the city didn't incorporate until 2001, which was actually July 1st, 2001. So they've been celebrating for 3 days that 25th anniversary. But that's the anniversary of the incorporation of the city. Like I said, the place has been here for 120 years now.
Well, it was agricultural. What is it now?
Now it's turning into industrial. It started out
as a bunch of USA Parkway workers.
There's a lot of those here. Yeah, it's turned. It's gone from the agricultural to a bedroom community to Reno Sparks and the industrial park at USA Parkway. And now there's a lot of industry moving out here with the Victory Logistics District.
Okay, awesome to talk to you, Robert.
Appreciate you being out here. This is great.
Really. That fire station, beautiful inside, clean as a whistle. I hear great things about the restaurants, too. Back in my day, it was the Wigwam. That was it. And now you have, I guess you have a pretty good Hispanic population here, because we have three Mexican restaurants right down a couple of blocks here and a few more besides that.
Yeah, there's a lot of Hispanic people and a lot of people that just love Mexican food. And so, like you said, but there's a lot of new stuff coming to town with all the growth that's happened. There's there's a new place that's moving into where the building over on East Main Street. It's coming at Wingers. And they're
Wingers. Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving in. They haven't moved in yet. They put their sign up. They're moving their cool stuff into the building and getting ready to move in, and they'll open up.
One more thing, because I did get to see the headlines in your website. Okay, cheap, John Potter didn't subscribe. I will, Robert. I guess there's a big controversy over nuisance complaints. What's the deal?
Yeah, well, the city has their nuisance ordinances, like, scattered all over the various ordinances in the city's municipal code. Yeah. And so they tried to consolidate those into one ordinance. But when they did, they
have to change things,
right? And so a lot of people don't want some of those codes that tell them what they can do with their private property. You know, nobody wants to be told what color you can paint your house or how tall your fence has to be or how many cars you're allowed to have in your driveway or whatever. And so there's a lot of pushback from the residents. And so I don't know what's going to happen with that. But There was a push to kill the item altogether and start over again.
Man.
Not sure where that's going to go.
You got a list of nuisances, and I saw my name there. So, anyway, I still came here, so.
Well, just, you're wearing sunglasses, and you're kind of...
I'm incognito, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Robert, so good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you coming out.
It's awesome to see everybody out here. There's a lot of love here, folks. Come to Fernley. You have time to make the parade. Starts in about 40 minutes, and there's a long list of things going on. Don't miss the biggest fireworks show in the state, one of them at least, and a whole lot more. We're going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter, live and local from Fernley on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 921.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter.
I wish I lived in the golden age.
99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Hey, folks, welcome back. John Potter, live and local, coming up. Greg Neft with the local news right from here, our tent set up on the main drag of Fernley, where the parade is about to begin in 35 minutes. You got to be here for the annual parade and then activities at out of town park, including the Guns N' Roses competition. I'm sorry, I'm stuck on this, between the Lyon County Sheriff's Department and Lyon County Fire Department, greased pig contest. Are they taking bets on this?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I should. Yeah. Go to El Dorado, see if you can do it. But arrive early because parking is filling up. And check out the new sculpture. They just unveiled it, I think, on Wednesday. Lots of bronze. It's a beautiful eagle and a cowboy hat at Main Street Art Park. Fernley is inviting you to celebrate the birth of liberty. The pancake breakfast, I think, is going on until the parade begins. After that, a flag-raising ceremony, a car show, live music, craft vendors, and good classic outside favorites. Join in on the horseshoe tournaments or kids diving for dollars. These people thought of everything today, and it's all today. This Fernley 4th of July fireworks show, one of the biggest in the state, all absolutely free for you to enjoy. They also have dry RV and camping is available to you here, all here in Fernley. On this 4th, it is the place and the day to celebrate Fernley's 25 years and the birth of liberty 250 years ago. And I will be happy to see you here with us. Bring the whole fam-damly. You will have a great time in Fernley celebrating the birth of liberty, and it will be kind of unforgettable for you. So, and come by and say hi to us, too. Got this email. John, my wife Branka and I are residents at the Fernley Estates Assisted Living on Chisholm Trail. We will be on the facility bus as we participate in the 4th of July parade. Three of our great-grandchildren will march in the parade. We're pleased to represent four generations in Fernley, Nevada, celebrating the 250th birthday of our great United States of America. May God continue to bless our great country. Thank you, Richard Kalman, for that. They had a contest, and the winner of the contest was the person who has lived here the longest. Now, we're going to talk a lot to a lot of Fernley people and get... also, they had a Miss Fernley pageant. Is Miss Fernley coming over to talk to me? Darn it! I should have set that up before. That's a shame. I could have been talking to Miss Nevada, and instead, I'm going to be at the Grease Pig contest. It's a little upsetting. We're going to take a break for Fox News, and Greg Neft is doing local news right here. You know what? Even on this 4th of July, where they're about to do a parade and everything, there's no traffic jam. Traffic is... what a break from Reno and Sparks that is. I mean, this is Main Street. Big event here. And cars are just cruising by. Nobody... I don't even see a traffic light here. This is paradise. We're in front of the fire station in the tent here. Come by, say hi. And bring yourself a little lawn chair to see the parade. There's plenty of room. Nobody hogged up the entire sidewalk on Main Street. It's all open for you here to come on by for the parade if you can get here within a half hour. All right, we got a lot of fun ahead, but you can have fun yourself by being here in Fernley all day and all night tonight for the 4th of July celebration here. Okay, I'm John Potter, live and local. Got a break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:30.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Main Street, Fernley. John Potter, live and local, and it's Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. You wouldn't miss this either, right? I mean, this is kind of the fun part of radio, that we get to do these things and enjoy a parade. I can't wait for the trombones to blast in my ear. I don't care. So anyway, Derek Lee, welcome to Fernley. You been here before?
I've driven through here before.
Yeah?
That's about it.
You made any stop or any? Not even the wigwam?
Nope.
Oh, man. Well,
it's all new to me.
I haven't been here for a while. I go back to the 70s, of course, and that's Wigwam to me. That's Fernley. Now there's a lot more. All right, so let's start off with the big news. You have an incredible online sale at brainhealthformulas.com, a very big package deal to offer everyone. I think this is better than last Saturday's sale. That is coming up this half hour. You can talk about it now.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, let's do it. What's the big deal?
The big sale today is, one, we're releasing our heart health bundle, which includes package of Restore, Dopexil, Miracle Liver, and Nettokinase. And so all four of those components combine to benefit the heart. So Restore is going to activate the brain, which is going to increase the communication from the brain to the heart. Dopexil is going to increase dopamine production, because dopamine is what drives our electrical system, which is the nervous system. And so without that proper electrical communication, the heart's not going to function properly. So those are two components. Miracle Liver is going to help dissolve fat. And so a large part of cholesterol has to do with too much cholesterol in the blood. And so liver is what regulates cholesterol and produces cholesterol. So Miracle Liver is going to help balance the liver, help reduce those high liver enzymes, and start to reduce the amount of fat circulating in the blood supply. And so Miracle Liver really contributes to heart health as well. And the fourth component is going to be Nattokinase. Nattokinase disrupts fibrin buildup. Fibrin is responsible for blood clots. Fibrin is responsible for attaching to the vascular system or the arterial system first. Once fibrin starts to collect on the vascular system or the arterial system, then proteins and fats start to build on that and produces atherosclerosis. And so that's all included in the Heart Health Bundle. And our special for today is not only a Heart Health Bundle, which is a savings of about $50, we're also going to provide an extra bottle of Restore for free for anyone who purchases the Heart Health Bundle. So in total, you'd receive a savings of about $110 from buying this package today.
Your description of those products sounds like a man who spends his entire life in a lab.
It's a lot of work, but I really enjoy doing it. And so to me, it's never work. It's me. It's my life. And I really, really enjoy doing these things.
The first thing you said about when you were going down the list, Miracle Liver, was that it helps the heart.
It does help the heart.
But it's called Miracle Liver.
Because liver affects the heart. If the liver's not functioning properly, then that's going to affect the heart.
Well, I'm sure the liver's happy too.
Right? Oh, yeah. And that's just it. So the liver regulates cholesterol. And so if you have high blood pressure, doctors are going to put you on statins, because they believe that by reducing the amount of cholesterol in your body is going to reduce your heart issues, which is kind of backwards. So if they actually develop a drug that benefits the liver versus trying to attack the heart, then you actually can reduce the cholesterol buildup in the first place. And so that's what doesn't make sense to me.
So, Heart Health Bundle includes one bottle of Restore. You just toss that in with the deal. A package of Dopexil, one package of the Nattokinase formula, one package of Miracle Liver. And with every order of Heart Health Bundle, you folks get the bottle of Restore for free.
That's right.
Okay. That usually runs how much?
Usually that would be, the bundle is $179.95. Restore is usually $59.95, so that would normally be $240. Okay.
So the savings is
$110 just with the bundle and the free bottle of Restore.
All right,
big savings.
Save $110, folks, at brainhealthformulas.com. So what are you doing for 4th of July?
I think we're going to go to the Legends thing in Sparks and just watch fireworks from there.
Man, they're everywhere.
They are. It's amazing.
It's like, where was I reading? There's one town that has three different fireworks. So I don't know if it was Virginia City or what.
Wow.
But you can look this way and that way.
It's impressive.
It's everybody is doing it.
Yeah, for it draws a lot of attention.
And I guess they're safer now, because there used to be a big controversy when, during the drought, Virginia City wanted to do fireworks and everybody was mad at them.
Yeah.
But we've learned a lot about fire prevention and suppression, and these are very safe fireworks.
That's great.
Obviously. It's better than going in the backyard.
Yeah.
And setting Kathy's flowers on fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, great deal. Your lab, offices, and stores in South Reno, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Except for today, right?
Except for today. Not here today.
Oh, you're taking the day off.
Took yesterday off, too. That was the first actual day off I haven't had in a long time. So that was nice.
A day off for you?
Yep.
What did that feel like?
It gave me the opportunity to try to catch up.
Getting out of prison after a 40-year sentence. Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
It was great.
Anyway, so great deal, folks. BrainHealthFormulas.com. We're going to talk more about health, and you can come by. Did you bring any of your product?
No, nope, not today.
Okay.
But, yeah, so one other thing. We just got invited to be part of a health fair in Gardnerville. It's going to be on July 25th from 9 to noon. I don't have the exact address yet. I'll update that next week. But there's going to be a health fair in Gardnerville from 9 to noon on July 25th. So we're going to be there, and we're gonna bring some interesting things. It should be fun.
They usually do those things at like that historic library-type building. I've been to so many events there.
They're very creative, yeah.
Yeah, they are. And they have the most fun wine walk of anybody. Beats Carson City's to heck.
Wow.
It really is. Great people out there,
yeah.
And great people here. Do you know anybody in Fernley?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Folks, get to meet Derek here for another 20 minutes. We're going to take a break and be right back. See what else there is to talk on the health front. But save money in the long run and get this heart health bundle. And it's easy to find on the website.
Yes, yeah, it's in the bundle section. So just click on the bundle section at the top of the website, and it'll take you right to it.
All right, BrainHealthFormulas.com. Going to take a break. We're looking forward, all excited about the parade about to start in 17 minutes. All right, people are psyched here in Fernley. Come on by for all day and all night fun for the 4th of July, folks. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:43.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from the main drag of Fernley here, waiting for the parade to start in about 5 minutes. I'm John Potter, here till noon, but you can be here till midnight. That's how long the festivities go today and tonight at Fernley for 4th of July and for their 25th anniversary. Derek Lee is here for BrainHealthFormulas.com. I had somebody ask me during the week, does Derek have something that will help take care of my ants?
Ants? Like,
yeah.
The bug ants?
Yeah.
Epsom salts is usually pretty good at disrupting that.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because they think you know everything.
That's great.
So
I might have a lot of answers. I don't have all the answers.
Well, Epsom, okay.
Epsom salts will disrupt them. Ants don't like the sulfur or the salt.
Listen to him. You can go another 10 minutes.
I could.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So well schooled. All right, we're going to run through three headlines in health.
Okay.
Today. This came out from ScienceDaily.com today. Scientists warn that current vitamin B12 guidelines may be putting your brain at risk. Getting enough vitamin B12 to meet current health guidelines may not actually be enough to protect the aging brain. Researchers at UC San Francisco, who have nothing better to do, found that older adults with normal but lower levels of active B12 showed signs of slower thinking, delayed visual processing, and more damage to the brain's white matter.
Yep.
What do you say?
It's very possible, absolutely. You know, the B12 deficiency has a lot to do with the gut, or the stomach, really. Stomach, when we ingest foods, the stomach has to mark the foods that we consume, and if the stomach isn't working properly, then we don't actually absorb B12 or iron properly, and that's what leads to pernicious anemia.
Here's another headline from Google News. Vitamin C may help preserve brain gray matter volume as we age. They just interchange vitamins on these stories, don't they?
It's about creating talking points.
Or aminos or herbs every week. Third, BBC this morning has an article entitled, The 90-Year-Old at the cutting, oh, I'm sorry, the 90-year-olds at the cutting edge of brain aging research. And they did all these tests on hundreds of these oldsters who are 90 years old. And their answer is, oh, BBC subscribers get unlimited access for $1 a week. After that, they were just about to have the secret after three paragraphs. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. subscribe. You know, I guess we'll never.
That happens so many times. I've got sucked into stories like that. 45 minutes later, and they say, please buy this product, and they don't tell you what the product is. They don't have a way to buy it. They don't have you give you any more information on what to do, how to get there, and it's disturbing to me.
Reminds me of that episode of Taxi where Latka hit his head, and suddenly he was like a brilliant scientist and talked like this, and he had the answer for everything, and
wow.
He was about to tell Alex the secret of life.
Wow.
Well, the secret of life is... Just lost it.
It all disappeared.
It all disappeared. All right. Well, that's my medical news.
There you go. That's great.
It's not the best medical news on the radio. But anyway, the scanner. The scanner. This is turning out to be your biggest business, I think.
It really is. It's
the
impressive.
Full body bioresonance scanners. You have two of them right now.
Yep.
What's the latest on them?
So some of the biggest things we've been able to do, people have finally made a couple people who what's been a big challenge for us because we didn't know how we're going to get people to improve. And some of these people have been in chronic pain for more than 30 years. Been going to doctors for 30 years with no answers. And so this week, there's three of them that actually has had significantly reduced pain to where they actually felt, in their minds, normal for the first time in 30 years is one person. Another person has been in chronic pain for 15 years, and they refuse to take pain meds because that's just going to dull the pain. It's not going to help anything. So we've been able to do that with two different people. They started sleeping better. Another person who's been in chronic pain for less than that, more 5 years, but again, we've been able to reduce their pain, and so we actually have been able to figure out what is causing the pain, and it's really been really fascinating to see their lives and how their personalities completely changed in just a short amount of time. So we've been able to do that so far with three different people. We're currently working with about 18 different people every week. And we've done a total of about 40 full body scans in 2 months.
Is there a way, a site on the internet, where people could research the whole principle of bioresonance scanning?
You know, just researching Rife technology is probably going to give you the most information because it uses frequency. How we do repairs and how we actually repair tissue is also by using frequency. And so Rife provides the best information for that. WHO has...
Oh, Rife? That's Rife. A website?
No, Rife is a technology that uses frequency. Raymond Rife from the 1920s developed frequency healing. And so for the last 100 years, people have been refining that more and more and more. And now there's a big push for, I guess, more natural remedies by using frequency to heal tissues in the body. And so Rife technology will give you information about frequency healing. The way our scanner works is it uses frequency to make all the, that's how we make repairs in the body is using frequency.
If frequencies can be so positive for the body, inversely, wouldn't it be true that some frequencies cause damage or are harmful to the body?
No, because each cell structure has a specific frequency, and when we apply that frequency, it's only going to associate with that specific tissue.
All right.
So there's only a certain frequency that's going to be beneficial, and nothing's going to be detrimental. So all we can do is align that frequency, and just over time, it gets back to a normal state of being.
And the frequency helps cure the chronic pain.
Chronic
where
pain.
Where did these? What was the basis of these chronic pains to begin with?
There's no diagnosis. We just figured it out as we went along, and so we figured out microorganisms are disrupting, are causing all of it, even from neurological disorders to inflammation to chronic pain, and we found microorganisms that are disrupting the capillaries. And that's how why people aren't getting enough oxygen to their tissues, aren't getting enough oxygen to the lungs, to the muscle cells. And so when we start clearing out the capillaries, removing microorganisms, they start to feel better. They start to sleep better. They start to feel better. They have less pain. And their whole life starts improving. It's been fascinating to watch people improve where nothing has helped them in the past.
Wow. My chronic pain is sitting right here. Sorry about that, man.
John, one of these days, just one of these days.
All right, well, back to medical
push
talk.
I'll push the wrong button.
Don't push the wrong button, no. We're talking energy, vibration, frequency. Is there a slogan for your full body bioresonance scan? It looks like you have 10 of them here.
Well, can you read them for me?
Yeah,
I don't know what to
okay.
Say.
We optimize how your body and brain function together.
Yeah, that's great.
Take control of your health today. Let me see. Nourish your mind, elevate your life.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, we've been able to do things that where people don't have any answers. If people have continual gut issues, we've been able to figure out why. We've been able to reduce people who have food allergies. We've been able to correct that. We've been able to do a lot of things a lot of medical practitioners can't really diagnose or understand.
Non-invasive.
Non-invasive.
Accurate.
Yep.
Advanced.
Yep.
Drug-free.
Yep.
Holistic.
Holistic. It's impressive.
Is there anything you can't do?
Not that I'm aware of so far.
Fix your car.
There you go.
Full body bioresonance scan. I printed this out from your website. I think this is where it comes from,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
It's awesome to look at what it does in the visual.
It's impressive.
My wife thought these were pictures out of a medical book, but this is somebody's body.
Hypothetically, yeah. I don't know where they actually came from, but yeah.
For the flyer.
Yeah.
You don't think anybody's going to recognize their arteries of head and neck, do you?
I hope not. That would be weird.
You can't steal those pictures.
No.
All right, brainhealthformulas.com. And can people make an appointment for this scanner
yeah.
on the website?
Maybe on the website. Someone could buy the scan on the website. We'll contact you to set up a scheduled appointment. My number is 775-634-7789. If anyone has any questions about the scanner or about the heart health bundle or about any other products, feel free to give me a call. I'm always available. And if I don't answer the phone, leave a message and I'll give you a call back. Again, my number is 775-634-7789.
You don't bring the scanner to people's houses, do you?
No, we have not.
It's a big thing.
It's
right?
not big. It's
it isn't?
It's about the size of two laptops stacked on top of
each
other. Yeah, it's really small.
Okay, I mistook it because I saw your stand-up thing there. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know which.
It looked like a treadmill with.
That's the power plate mechanism.
Oh, power plate.
Yeah, it's okay. Different. So yeah, this is we the second scanner we have hooked up to a laptop, so we can do remote scans. So that's all possible, also.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we can
Derek.
Take it. We don't need the internet to function. It doesn't function from the internet. It's all live inside that program. So we can take it anywhere.
Technology is just something else, isn't it?
It's really impressive. All we need is a couple of outlets, and we can take it. Take it on the road.
See, I would love to have the scanner for myself, but knowing me, I'd forget the password.
Yeah, that's I've written
There'd
a lot
be
of
no
passwords
way
down.
To get into it.
That's right.
It's happened many times before.
Yeah.
That's why we went from Apple to Android.
Yeah.
That's great. A long story. Anyway, Derek Lee, final minute. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, John. Thank you for all your kindness. Thank you for being willing to experiment with my products. And thank you to all the people who listen to this radio station. And thank you for all the people who have been willing to try my products. And thank you for everything. Thank you.
Well, it's not really out of kindness. It's your Dopexil. It's my Saturday morning pill. And your Restore every day. Restore is incredible. And that was one of your original products.
Yep. It's the original.
But you would think the products after would finesse and improve, and they do, don't they?
They do. Everyone's improved.
You actually improve some of your products.
I improve all. I work on all of them all the time. If there's a way to improve something, I will improve it. Yeah.
All right. Good man.
Yeah.
Derek Lee.
It's never, nothing ever stale. Everything's always an evolution, and if I can improve something, I will.
All right, sir. Thank
Perfect.
You so much,
Thank
Derek.
Thank you, John. Have a happy 4th right. of July.
All right. The parade's about to
two
begin.
Minutes.
Matter of minutes. And I have 2 minutes?
Yep.
Oh
my gosh,
wow,
you're letting me
look
talk about 2 minutes off the top of my
two
head.
2 minutes more.
Very dangerous.
So can I get back to brain health or the heart
yes,
health bundle?
Yes, go ahead.
So just to provide more relevant information, so the heart health bundle is going to address things like high blood pressure, high heart rate, irregular heartbeat, AFib, heart palpitations. And so this is what the heart health bundle is based on, atherosclerosis. I put a posted a video to my personal Facebook page because Facebook locked me out of my company account.
You too.
And so I posted a video to my personal Facebook page how a doctor has done studies with natokinase, how it actually just melts beta amyloid plaque in the brain.
Oh my God.
So that's what I found. And I posted that video on my Facebook page. So there's a lot of studies that contribute to natokinase being able to actually melt plaque buildup in the brain.
And that's one of your products in the Heart Health Bundle. a bottle of Restore, package of Dopexil, package of Natokinase, package of Miracle Liver, and, of course, the additional bottle of Restore for free at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Look into the bundle section and get the Heart Health Bundle. Derek, I'll talk to you again next time from an air-conditioned studio.
Thank you so much, John.
This is nice.
Perfect.
John Potter, live and local. The parade is coming up, and we're going to talk to some folks from Fernley and tell you why to come out here for day and night celebration of the 4th of July. Glad you're listening. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News is next. FM News Talk time, 9:58.